Hi, I'm Ines Matres from the University of Helsinki. This article is the first of my dissertation that has been inspired by David Buckingham's groundwork, Cultural Studies Goes to School. In my thesis, I investigate how cultural heritage goes to school in this digital age. The digitization of cultural heritage collections in libraries, archives, and museums is a phenomenon at least 10 years old. Since then, research has focused on the significance of this phenomenon for these memory organizations. Today, however, scholars take more interest on their audiences. In my research, I examine how the result of digitizing cultural artifacts affects consolidated relationships, such as the one between memory organizations and schools. The way I inquire among school communities about the significance of digital cultural heritage is through ethnography. The material I use in this article is the result of a collaboration with the National Library of Finland in a project in which, for the first time in Finland, the golden century of newspapers from 1910 until today has been accessible to publics beyond academics. At the beginning of this article, I consider the theoretical concept of practice as a framework to understand the significance of historical objects in the context of their use today. That is, how historical newspapers and their digital form of presentation relate with teachers' and students' school work. Next, I present students' use of digitized historical newspapers in comparison with familiar activities using present-day newspapers. This serves to establish similarities and differences among these two siblings. In a third part, I analyze more closely these differences and argue how the digital library of newspapers, on the one hand, enables students to delve deeply in the past, connecting it to their interests, and on the other hand, constrain their assignments, such as the choice of topic or the way they presented their findings. In the end, I come back to Buckingham and his concept of media education. In his view, educators should focus on teaching students to reflect on media processes and messages and on their own role as readers and writers of media. I suggest that digital cultural heritage can enrich this concept by fostering awareness of processes of media preservation. Whether you are interested in how students can strengthen their media and digital skills, or what new meanings youth can attribute to historical artifacts and phenomena, I believe you will enjoy reading this article. Thank you.